Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Maris Hanel Abbas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
Learning Maseches Yoma, Daf Samaches. We're going to start the shiur, the end of Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis. Before the Mishnah, the Gemara of Emesai Metamei Begadim. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah, which brings a Machlekes Tanon. The din is that the Meshaleich is a Sora La'azazli Yichabes Begadim, the Pasuk says. The one who takes out the seer for the Azazel, he has a din of kibbutz begadim, which means he becomes tamei, he becomes a rishon l'tuma, and also yichabes begadim, which means that the clothing that he's wearing, or really anything that he's touching, any keli that he's touching, also becomes a rishon l'tuma. Normally, someone who's tamei, who's just a rishon l'tuma, can't be metamei kelim, can't be metamei begadim. He can only be metamei eichlan and mamashka, make them a sheni l'tuma. But kelim begadim, he can't be metamei altogether, unless someone's an avatuma, but the Meshaleich has a Sar La'azazel, he doesn't become an avatuma. But b'shas the shiluach, while he's bringing the shiluach, then not only he becomes tame, but anything that he's touching becomes tame. That's yichabes begadav, his begadav become tame. And the question is, when is he called the Meshaleich as a Sar La'azazel? When is he considered that he's a Meshaleich Sar La'azazel, that he needs kibbutz begadav, that means anything that he's touching, the clothing that he's wearing, becomes tame? But the Mishnah says, "Mishiyetsi chutz l'chayim is Yerushalayim." From the time he goes out of the walls of Yerushalayim, and Reb Shimon Ayim mishas l'chiyos l'tzuk. From the time he throws it off the tzuk, till then he's not called a Meshaleich as a Sar La'azazel. So the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan, haMeshaleich matami begadim, ve'en haMeshaleich as a Meshaleich matami begadim." Only the one who's actually bringing the sar is matami begadim, but the one who's Meshaleich as a Meshaleich, he's sending the one bringing the sar, he's not matami begadim. What's the Meshaleich as a Meshaleich? So Rashi says, the Meshaleich is a Meshaleich is a Malavim Oisim Yerushalayim, the ones who are accompanying them from Yerushalayim. And that's the pshat of other Rishayim. The Rimi Lanil says this, and the Meiri also brings it down. And the Meiri brings down another pshat, that the Meshaleich is a Meshaleich means the Kayin Gadol. He is the one that gives the Sar to the Meshaleich to send it off to Azazel. So he's the Meshaleich is a Meshaleich. He does not become Tamei. So the Meiri second pshat, the Shver, the Siachitzik also brings the pshat from the carbon iron, a pirish on the Sifra, but he says it's Shver, because what's the Havamin of the Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh, because he's Meshaleich as a Meshaleich. If he would become Tameh, how could he finish the Avodah? The Pasuk's Mavur, that he finishes the Avodah, that Lechair alone should tell you that he doesn't become Tameh. If he's Tameh, how could he do the Avodah? No, maybe Tomeh Hutchu B'tzibur, Akapanen, that's a Siyach Hitzuk's Kasha. Svasemis is also bothered by it. But the Svasemis is also bothered with Rashi. Rashi says that Meshaleich means the Malavim Oisim Yerushalayim. What does it mean, the Malavim Oisim Yerushalayim? Why are they the Meshaleich as a Meshaleich? They're not sending the Meshaleich, they're just going with him. What's the Havman that they'll become Tameh, that we need a Pasuk, Exeris Akasif, telling you that they don't become Tameh, they're only the Meshaleich as a Meshaleich. They're not even the Meshaleich as a Meshaleich. They're just walking with him. So the Svasemis says his own Pshat, that the Gemara had said earlier that if the Meshaleich becomes sick, he could send it with someone else. So that's what it means, Meshaleich as a Meshaleich. If he becomes sick and he sends it with someone else, you would think he's called the Meshaleich. Kamash Mullah, no, he's not the Meshaleich, he's just the Meshaleich as a Meshaleich. He's sending it with someone else, so he doesn't become a time begotten. That's what the Svasemis learns. It could be the Ritva means that. The Ritva says, very bekitzer, the Ritva says, Ein Meshaleich as a Meshaleich ton kibbutz begotten. The one who gives it to the Meshaleich doesn't need kibbutz begadim. So maybe it means like the Meiri, that the Kohen Gadol, who gives it to the Meshaleich, doesn't need kibbutz begadim. It doesn't say that. He doesn't say the Kohen Gadol. Could be it means like the Svasemis, that if he was supposed to be the Meshaleich and he got sick, and he gives it to another Meshaleich, so he doesn't need kibbutz begadim. He's just the Meisri l'mishalchai. He doesn't need kibbutz begadim. Bemis in the Yishalmi, there's Yishalmi, the Mefarshim of the Yishalmi have this machlokes. The Karban Eda learns like Rashi, and the Pnei Moshe learns like the Svasemis, like we're saying. Because the Yishalmi says like this, Yishalmi has a shayla if you could send it beyat two people. Are you allowed to be Meshaleich beyat shnayim? And the Yishalmi brings a raya from this Braisa. The Braisa says that the Shaleich is with time begodim, and ain't a Shaleich as a Meshaleich with time begodim. So the Yishalmi says that's a raya that you cannot send it with two people. So the Karban Eda learns, like Rashi, that Ein Meshaleich as Meshaleich means the one that's malavin the Meshaleich, the ones who accompany the Meshaleich. And the Yishalmi's raya is like this. if you could send it by two people, so then why is he the only mishaleach? The people that are accompanying them, maybe they're also the mishalchim. There's a few people going together to the Azazel. So in that, the Yerushalmi says, Vaishas, you can't send it with two people, because there's a mishaleach, and everyone else is not the actual mishaleach, that the mishaleach is a mishaleach, they're just accompanying, so mela, they're not matan megadim, which is like Rashi's pshat, that the ain't shaleach is a shaleach means the people who are accompanying them. And about this Vasemis is kasha, what's the havimina that they should be called the mishaleach? The Dvar Avram says the Teretz, Dvar Avram, Chelek Beisim and Ches, he says that the Pshat and Mishlech doesn't mean the one is throwing him off the cliff. So male, the ones who are accompanying them, they're not throwing him off the cliff. Mishlech means the one who's accompanying. A Mishlech is a Sar Lazazel means the one who's accompanying the Sar, like Vavram Halachim El Mishalcham. It means the one that's Malava. He's walking with the Sar to the Azazel. So he's the Mishalech, and the other people are the Mishalech as the Mishalech. They're accompanying the Mishalech. Mishalech Gufa means Levay. It doesn't mean a lashon of sending. It means a lashon of accompanying, like Avraham Ha'elechim al Mishalcham. That's how he wants to answer. But that's the carbon aid, this Pshat Nishamah. The Pnei Meisha, he learns like the Sfasemis, that he says, Yishalmi Shaila was, could you send it with two people? Meaning, could you have a relay team? Could you have one person bringing a part of the way and the other person bring it the other part? And that is being a raya from this brayso that mishalech matayim begadim, veinah mishalech is mishalech matayim begadim. That only one is matayim begadim. But if you send it to someone who's sending it, you're not matayim begadim. Vayish says you can't send it biat shnayim because only one of them is called a mishalech, not two of them. And he brings in the Mari upon him Rashi pshat that mishalech is mishalech means the one who's accompanied him. And he asks his vasem Mrs. Kasha that why is it considered mishalech as a mishalech? But again, that's l'shitase like this vasem Mrs. that learns that mishalech means to send. And to actually throw it off the cliff, so the ones who accompany them are not doing that at all. That's why he learns it means that one person is bringing it, and then he's sending it with another person, like the Gemara said before, the Cholim Mishalcha B'Yadacher. But for the Karbon Eida, that learns like Rashi, that Mishalech as Mishalech means that they're going together, he can learn like the Dvar Avram says, that Mishalech means to accompany like Avram Halachim El Mishalcha. The Raisa continues, Yachal Mishiyatza Chutz L'Chaim Esazor. You would think that you already called the Mishalech when you go out of the Chaim of the Azor. Maybe only call the Mishalech when you reach the cliff, the Tzuk. Rabbi Yehuda says you call the Mishalech when you go out of the Chaim of Yushalayim. So the Sfasemis, like we said, which learns that Mishalech means the throwing it off the cliff, he has a Shailah, is the Pshat, that maybe the Pshat is only called the Mishalech when he goes out of the Chaim of Yushalayim, if he ultimately is the one that throws it off the cliff. If he's not the one that throws it off the cliff in the end, so he's never a mishalech. It's just if he throws it off the cliff, so then the mafreya, his shiluach started from the time he went out of Yushalayim. It's one big shiluach bringing it from Yushalayim to the tzuk. But if he didn't end up bringing it all the way to the tzuk, so he never was the mishalech as a serla azazel, so he doesn't become tamei from the time he went out of Chaim Yushalayim. That's what the Sarasem is clears. This is the Dvar Avram there in Simon Ches at the end of Eis Gimel also clears a Chayla, but in Eis Yud Beis, he brings clear that both the Kesef Mishnah and the Ravid in Hilchas Para, Perikei Halacha Vav, seem to them unclear that even if he doesn't ultimately bring it all the way to the Azazel, as long as he was Mishalech part of the way, at the time that he's Mishalech, he is Matami Begadim. They both them on that way. So the Dvar Avram holds, like he says, the Mishlech doesn't mean that you threw it off the cliff. Mishlech means that you accompany it. So Lemaisa, they called the company, even if ultimately someone else threw it off the cliff. But Lemaisa, you accompanied it the first part, so then you would call the Mishlech at that time, and you'd be Mitami Begadim. Like we said, that's what he says from the Kesef Mishnah and the Ravid, that they both them on that way. And that's a raya to his pshat, that Mishlech means the Malava, like Rashi's Mashma. So Mela, even if you didn't ultimately throw it off the cliff, someone else did, but you were Malava at that time, so you'll be Matami Begadim. Now, the Rambam that we mentioned, the Rambam in Hilchos Para, Perikei Halacha Vav, he says like this. He says that you become Tamei from the Sila Zazli, Pasans like Rabbi Yehuda, from the time that he goes out of the Chaim Yisrael, at Shastach Yosel Tzuk. But after he threw it off the cliff, he's not Tamei. That's the Lashon in the Rambam. The only is Tamei from the time he brings it out of Chaim Yisrael until he throws it off the cliff. But after he throws it off the cliff, he's not Matami Begadim anymore. So the Asargus HaRaivadi says, what's a pshat in the Rambam? What does the Rambam mean that after he threw it off the cliff, he's not Matai Megadim? If he means that if he's Isaac in it after he threw it off the cliff, he's not Matai Megadim, Zakhti Raivad, that's pshita. He's not being Meshlech Lazozl anymore. It's already sent. It's finished. It's over. Why should his Isaac afterwards and have any Havimina to Matai Megadim? What's the Chiddush of the Rambam? Elamai the Rambam means that from the time he threw it off the cliff, even if he's not Isaac in it, you might think he becomes like an avatuma and he continues being metami begadim. No, but after he's finished being mishlech lazazel, he's no longer an avatuma. He's only a rishon latuma, and he won't be metami anymore begadim and kalim. But he says, if that's what the Rambam means, so why did the Rambam have to say after he threw it off the cliff? The Rambam should just say when he's not doing the actual mishlech, even before he was thrown off the cliff. And here's where you see the Ravid's naming on, that he's metame begadim while he's being mishlech, even if ultimately he didn't throw it off the cliff. Balkapanim, that's what the Ravid is bothered with the Rambam. What does the Rambam mean, after he threw it off the cliff, he's not metame begadim? If he means the asik after he threw it off the cliff, that's pashit. That's not even mishluch lazol. It's already evarim evarim. It's already finished. Elamai, he means that there's a havamina, that even if you're not being asik in it, stam, if you're mishlech lazol, you become an avatuma, you're always metame begadim. So that fact, the Raivin, he doesn't have to say after he threw it off the cliff. He should just say after he's not doing it anymore. So the Kesef Mishnah says, Avada, the second pshat in the Raivin is the correct pshat in the Rambam. When the Rambam says after he threw it off the cliff, he just means because he's not being Isaac it anymore. And who would then it applies even before he threw it off the cliff? But Urcha de Milsenaka, the one who's being Mishlech, is a Sarah Lazazel, normally he doesn't stop working from the time he takes it out of Yerushalayim till he throws it off the cliff, he's going straight. So Mamela, he's always Matayim Begadim, until he throws it off the cliff, and then he stops being Isaac in it, and now he's no longer Matayim Begadim, he's just now Rishon Latumah, he's just Matayim Echlan Amashkim, and he's not Matayim Begadim. But Kinnire, the Grach, learned, like the first pshat in the Raivin, that it means when he's being Isaac in it after he threw it off the cliff. And the Grach learned, and this is brought in the Kisvei Griz at the end of Zvachim, and the Grach learned, the Chaim Soloveitchik learned, that the Pshat is, that's like the Gemara says, if it didn't die when you throw it off the cliff, you have to go down afterwards and kill it. So you might think that's also called a Shiluch La'azazel. You might think he's also called a Meshalech La'azazel, because he's going down afterwards and killing it, and that's part of the Avodah of the Seir La'azazel, and you would think he's Matan Begadim, Kamashma, no. After he threw it off the cliff, even if he continues being Isaac with it, in other words, he's continuing the Isaac by going down afterwards and killing it, so that might be called also a Meshlech HaSar LaZazel. So on that, the Rambam tells you a Chiddush, and no, that's not called a Meshlech HaSar LaZazel. From the time he threw it off the cliff, even though there's continual work to do, the Yerid Achra V'Yamisai, but he's not called a Meshlech HaSar LaZazel, and he's not Matami Begadim then. Reb Chaim the Izbadin, he asks Sa'ara, that Lagabi the Din Isser Anah, which we say that the Sir LaZazel is Mutil Anah after it's thrown off, the Lermatar Shalach LaTakala, from there, it's Mash Maklar in the Rambam, we spoke this out in the previous year, that as long as it's alive, doesn't become Mutil Anah. You have to, until he's Yerud Achra V'Yamisai, until he actually kills it, it's still Asa Banah. Like we mentioned, some Achrenim Nemda, not the way the Pri Chadash and the Gvur Sari, but the Rambam is Mashma, that until he actually kill it, it's asur ba'anah. So it sounds like that void of the Sir La'azazel is not finished until it's actually dead, even though he threw it off the cliff. But if it's not dead yet, it's Yerid Achra V'Yamisa, you have to go down afterwards and kill it. It's still, that void is not finished, it's still asur ba'anah. Mashenkin l'gabitumis begadim, there the Rambam says, it's only metami begadim until you throw it off the cliff. Once you throw it off the cliff, it's not metami begadim. And like Reb Chaim's learning, it means even though you're being Isaac in it afterwards, you're going and killing it, Yerid Achra V'Yamisai, but still that's not called Meshlech HaSar La'azazel. So why in regard to Isser Anah do we say that the Avodah of the Sir La'azazel is not finished until it's dead? And in regard to Tumas Megadim, we say that no, the Avodah is already finished once you throw it off the cliff, and there's no longer a Din Tumas Megadim in any Isaac that you do after it's thrown off the cliff. That's Reb Chaim's kasha. So Reb Chaim answers that the Ikka Mitzvah is done when you throw it off the cliff. That's the Ikka Mitzvah. So you're not called a Meshleich anymore, because Meshleich means throwing it off the cliff. You throw it off the cliff, you finish with the Ikka Mitzvah. But there's still the Shiori Mitzvah, there's still the Gemara Mitzvah wasn't done. The Gemara Mitzvah is only when it's killed. So it's not nigma yet, so Lagabi the heter anah has to be totally nasa mitzvah, so it has to be no more mitzvahs being done with it, so mela until it's killed, it's still asa b'anah. Mashenken, we got the Tumas begadim is only when you're doing the ikka mitzvah, which is throwing it off the cliff. That's a shtigl from Reb Chaim. Reb Leib Malin also learns up the Ram that way, like Reb Chaim, that it means that the only tami at shas l'chiyasa l'tzuk, when the Ram says achar d'chiyasa, he's not matam begadim, means even when he's being Isaac and afterwards, like yerid achar v'yamisai. But he says a more clear pshat, a more easy pshat, what's the chilik between this and the din of isser anah? He says there's two dinim, there's two mitzvahs with the seal azazel. There's a mitzvah of bringing it la'azazel, bringing it to the tzuk, throwing it off the mountain, bringing it la'midbar, and then there's a mitzvah of killing it. There's a mitzvah of it dying. The two rayas that there's a mitzvah that it should die. One raya is, because it says, chiyase l'tzuk zera shkitase, that lagabe isis v'nai, the Gemara said before, it's considered a shkita, the fact that you throw it off the tzuk. And Taisus also says, lagabe taking it out of Thomas Nevel is considered a shkita. And you'd only say that if the Torah prescribed this method of killing. If there's no din that the Sarah Lazazel had to die, it wouldn't be shaykh to say, the chiyase l'tzuk zera shkitase. The other raya is from the fact that you even kill it on Yom Kippur and even on Shabbos. If there was no mitzvah for it to be killed, Avada, you wouldn't be allowed to kill it on Yom Kippur or on Shabbos. Obviously, there is a mitzvah that should be killed. Le'edachisa, the ikad din of Sar Lazazel is that it should be brought to the midbar and thrown off the cliff. The ikad din is neskayim through that. That's the din of Shiluach. And Ablei Malin learns, that's gufad Avada Shem Kippur. The Avada Shem Kippur is just should be brought to the midbar and thrown off the cliff. That's the Avada Shem Kippur. The din of killing it, even though it's Deichai Yom Kippur, but the din of killing it is not a din in the Avodah Sayyim. That's a din mitzad the chefs of the Sar Lazazel. The Sar Lazazel needs to be killed. It's not a mitzvah ba'alma which has to be done with the Sar Lazazel. But that's not a chelik of the Avodah Sayyim Kippur. The Avodah Sayyim Kippur is bringing it to the Midbar. The Raya is, the Gemara later is bought in Afsa Meches that says that the Kohen Gadol had to bring the Sar to the Midbar. And Rashi says, "She'enu is shoyel lahaskul b'vayda cheres v'shegiya sar lemidbar, shenema v'shilach is a sar b'midbar, v'achakach v'sechel v'chatas yakter ha'mizbecha." Then the Raisa, the Rashi learns, that you're not allowed to continue the avoda until the sar makes it to the midbar. But it doesn't say till the sar dies. Till the sar dies, it doesn't have to die. The Gemara, the Mishnah constantly brings the dinim, how do you know it got to the midbar? That said, that they brought the sudrin when it got to the midbar, or that they waited 3 milin, or that the lashon became white, but it's all kaven shegiya sar lemidbar. So you see, klar v'shilach asar hamidbara, that when it got to the midbar, that is gufa avodah Yom Kippurim. Then you finish the avodah Yom Kippurim, and then you can continue the avodah. Then v'shchel v'chatas yakter mizbechem, like it says. But that's also been negated at the din avodah Yom Kippurim. But avada, you're not yet to the din you have with the sar. There's a din with the sar that Azazel's mashman that it dies, and Mamela, the sar has to be killed. But that's not a chelik of Avodah Yom Kippurim. So Mamela says, Lagabi the heter anah, Kolzman, there's still an Avodah left mitzad the sar. There's still an Avodah left with the sar. So Mamela, it's also ba'anah. You still Avodah to do. It's not an asa mitzvasei. Mashenkein, in the din of Kibbutz Begadim, that Meshaleich is a sar la'azazel, Yechavis Begadav, that wasn't said in all the Avodahs with the sar. That wasn't said on the din Misa. That was only said on the din Shiluach. The din Shiluach doesn't have to do with the din Misa. It's a different din. That's the din mitzad Avodah Yom Kippurim. On that, there's the din of Tumas Begadav. The din Misa, Ein Echinami, there is a din Misa. And the din Misa is even Deichai Yom Kippur. It's like Hekta Chalav Veivarim. It's a gemar of the Avodah of the Sar La'azazel, but it's not really Nikir Avodah of Yom Kippurim. And in that, it wasn't said Tumas Begadim. Maybe that's what the Rambam means, that it's only Matam Begadim until you throw it off the tzuk. That's when you finish the Shiluach. But afterwards, even though you're still doing the Avodah of killing it, but still, that's not Matam Begadim, because that's not the Avodah of Shiluach. That's the second Avodah of Misa. That's a shtickle of Reb Leib Malin. Now, the Mishnah says, Bola Yitzel Pai V'Sar Nisrofim. After the Kohen's finished with the Sir Lazazel, he comes to the Par and Sar Nisrofen, Karen Vahitzi Yisimurim, he rips them open, he takes out the Amrim, Nuslim Bemegis, he puts it in a Kli, Vahiktirim Agab Mizbech. And like the Gemara says, it's not Vahiktirim, it's Lehiktirim, and Rashi learns, because you're not being makter right away, you're not makter a big day lovin', you just put it in the Megis, and it's Lehiktirim, you're going to be makter later when he puts on the big day Zav. Now, the Mishnah is mashma klar that the Kohen Gadol is the one that goes and takes out the Emrim of the Pyre and the Tsar. And that's what Rashi says pretty mafurish. Chazal etanel sidu arishin shem esada avaydis Kohen Gadol. Uktani boli Kohen Gadol eitz apayr v'sar emdom lisarif. And it comes, the Kohen Gadol comes to the Pyre v'sar and rips them open. And there's also mafurish in the Rambam that it's the Kohen Gadol that's the one that goes and cuts them open and takes out the chalev. The Mikdash David in Simon Chavdalich tells us why. Why does the Kohen Gadol have to do it? Normally, you're not matriach the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, there's so much Aveda, you're not matriach him to do Avedis that someone else could do. What's the Indian of the Kohen Gadol going and cutting open the Pyre V'sar and taking out the Chalev and putting in the Magus? Why can't another Kohen do it? Does someone else do it? So the Mikdash David says that the din of Hefshit Nituach and a Behema, the din of cutting up a Behema, is in the Gemara Mavur and Daf Chav Zayin, they need a pasuk saying that it's kasha bazar. In other words, even though it's kasha bazar, but it's still an aveda. It is an aveda. Hefshet and nituach that you have by an oila, it's an aveda. Once doing the same thing with taking out the chalev to burn in mizbech, it's an aveda. So even though it would be kasha bazar, but it's an aveda. So memel on Yom Kippur, all avedas have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. It's not just stam hechatimsa to get out the chalev because you have to be mak to the chalev on the mizbech. It's an aved. It's one of the avedas or karbonis to prepare the carbon for Akhtar. So that's a din by Yom Kippur. All avedas have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. There's a shtickle bothered. So you don't find that the hefshin nituach of the carbon tamid and the musafim have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. What's the pshat in that? If it's an aveda and all avedas have to be done by the Kohen Gadol, so why don't you do this aveda to the other karbonis, to the carbon tamid and to the musvei ayayim? But he says it could be like this. The Rishayim Amavur earlier, that Minderaisa, only the Avaydis Yom Kippurim, the Avaydis is special for Yom Kippur and Achareim, is that has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Mashenki, in the regular Avaydis, Minderaisa doesn't have done by the Kohen Gadol. Minderabonin, all the Avaydis Yom Kippurim done by the Kohen Gadol. So he says that Hefshin Yituach is not mamish the same type of Avayda as even Shkita, even though Shkita is also Kasha Bazar. But the Shkita of the Talmud, that's done by the Kohen Gadol. But Hefshin Yituach is less of an Avayda. So Mela, by the Avedis Yom Kippur, like the parents Sar, there's Naslifnim, which is Mamish and Avedis Yom Kippur. So there, even the din of taking out the Emirim, it's also done by the Kohen Gadol. It's also called an Aveda. Mashayin Kain, it's not Gnug and Aveda, that by the other Karbanis Sayyim, which are not in Acheremais, which are not special for Avedis Yom Kippurim and Acheremais, that they should also be done by the Kohen Gadol. That's a shtickel from the Mikdash David. The Gemara goes right to the Gemara says that Tana Mayamanaska Nituach Basar Oila El Oral Gabi Basar. The Nituach wasn't done the way the Nituach of a Basar Oila was done. It was done, Oral Gabi Basar was done with the R on top of the Basar. In other words, by Oila there's a din of Hefshit, there's a din of Nituach. There's a din that you have to be Mafshit the Oila, you have to take off the skin. As the Nituach, you have to cut it up into pieces. Here there's a din Nituach, which the Gemara learns out ultimately from Oila. But the Gemara learns out that even though we're learning out Nituach from Oila, but not learning out Hefshit from Oila, there is no din Hefshit fekeret. You're not supposed to take off the skin. It's supposed to be Ara Gabi Basar. The Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk. So one Ara is that the Brisker Rav says in Hilchas Maisik Rabbanis, Hilchas Sul Mikdashim in Perik Yedalin, that the din Hefshit by Oila is not a din stam that you can't be makta the Ara immediately after you mafshit it. There's a din hefshit, there's a mitzvah hefshit, there's an aveda of hefshit. And more than that, the Rav says, that fakert, because of the aveda of hefshit, that's why it can't be marked to the Ohr. Because b'emesin you find, even things that aren't the barak Torah, that's a mis by oil, only the basar really is a barak Torah. V'shisa l'secha basar v'adam. Basar is the, you're supposed to be marked to the basar oil. But the gidim and atzamis, when they're attached to the basar, then you're marked to them. When they're separate from the basar, then you're not marked to them. So there is a din that anything that's attached to the basar gets mukter. Mashen came the ayur, even though it's attached to the basar, you have to take it off. That's mitzad the din hefshit. The reish doesn't have a din hefshit, so the reish, the head, you makter it complete. Even with the seir that's on the reish, you makter all that, even though it's not basar, because since it's attached to the basar, it's bottled to the basar, and you can be makter it. Mashen came the ayur, you can't be makter because of the din hefshit. And he says even more than that. Let's say the R itself would have a din basar. L'mashal, the Gemara brings a raya by Eifes. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Ches, brings a pasuk that Eifes don't have a din hefshit. So Taisus asks Akasha, what do you need a pasuk telling you that Eifus don't, that the Ayur didn't have shit by Eifus? Even the Nitzis you makter. You even burn the feathers. So Taisus says, but you would think the Ayur is different than the feathers, because Ayur there'll be a din hefshit, like we're saying. Even though the feathers you could burn, else the din of, that's part of the basa, like the Seir Shibarashi Ekvasim. But the Ayur could be different because of the din hefshit. That's why you need a pasuk that's no din hefshit. But the Rav is Ma'ir, and Avanda, the Ayur of the Eif has a din basar. The Ayur is basar by an Eif. It's edible, it's basar. But still, if there would be a din hefshit, you wouldn't be maktib, because since it has a din Ayur, so Mamela, that would give it a din hefshit, even though it's also a basar, but the din hefshit that would have mitzad, the fact that it's Ayur, would make it that you can't be maktib. And that's how he learns, like the Ayur of Ha'alya, which would have a din basar, but since it has a din Ayur, it has a din hefshit, and that's why you're not maktib it. That's one nakuda. So Mela here also, by the, even though there's no akhtar here, you're burning the whole thing, Avadi, you're burning the Ayur. It says, Mufurj in the pasuk, you burn the Ayur. But there'd be a havamini, you have to remove the Ayur from the basar and burn the whole thing, even though it says that you burn the Ayur also, because you would learn out this time a mitzvah of hefshit, not mitzvah that you don't, because you're not makta to the Ayur, because you don't burn the Ayur. In this case, by the parim, the parim, sarv yom kippurim, Avadi, you burn the Ayur. But still, there'd be a havamini of a din hefshit, because there's a mitzvah of hefshit. Another nakuda is brought in the Sefer Lekutim on the Rambam, the Medrash Shapsi Frankel, it's an Ilchus Meister Gabonis Perek Zayin Alach HaBeis, in the back, in the Sefer Lekutim, he brings from the Brisker Rav a shtickle, that the Brisker Rav is a shayla, this din, that you have to be mafshit before the nituach. Is it a din in the hefshit, that the hefshit has to be done on when the behemoth is whole, and you're not mafshit evarim, you're not mafshit pieces of the animal, you mafshit the whole animal, that's the din why the hefshit has to be done before the nituach, or is it a din in the nituach? That the nituach has to be done on evarim that already mufshit. It's a din mitzad the nituach. The nituach has to be done on evarim that's mufshit. If the behemah is whole, if the oyer is on the behemah, that's a chsoin in the nituach. So he brings the raya from the lashon of Rambam. Bemisin, it's the lashon of the Gemara here. Lo yemenascha nituach baser oyla el or el gabi baser. That there's a chilip between the nituach of oyla and the nituach of the parim usir minestraf. And the nituach of oyla is without the oyer. And the nituach of the parim asirim neshrafim is with the ar. So you see that din that you mafshit it before the nituach is a din of the nituach. The nituach of basar oila should be done on oila without ar, on evarim that don't have ar on them, on evarim mufshatim. And here it's a different nituach. There's a difference in the nituach that the nituach are done with the ar. Vaisis namal, when you do the hefshit before the nituach, it's a din of the nituach. The nituach has to be done differently. That means Rabbeinu Chananel here says it even more clear. The Gemara says, "Imal lahalim they hefshit afkan they hefshit tamleim v'kiriba yapirshay." That the Gemara learns that the limud that you don't do hefshit. The Rabbeinu Chananel says clear, "Imah oila nituach achre hefshit ari mesara av zeh apar nituach achre hefshitay tamleim v'kiriba yapirshay." In other words, the havmina that you need hefshit is not stam that you learn at the mitzvah of hefshit from oila. The havmina you need hefshit here is just like by oila. The reason why you need hefshit is because the nituach should be done on a varm that already mufshit. So Mamela, by Parim Asiyah Nishrafim, that you learn it from Eilu, you'd also have a Havamina that the Nituach should be done on the Avarim that already mufshit. You have the Xeris Akasa that, no, the don't make the Hefshit by Parim Asiyah Nishrafim, but you see, Klar, the shtickle of the Rav, that by Eilu, there's a din in Nituach that it has to be mufshit already. And now let's see the Mishnah on Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Armulei l'kayin gadol yigia sir l'midbar. They told the Kohen Gadol, the goat already came to the Midbar, U'minayin ha-yaydim shigiyah sir l'midbar. Had they know, the kayis ha-yaysin, U'minifim besujim v'yaydim shigiyah sir l'midbar. They had a line of people that they waved the sujin, they waved the cloths, and they were able to send that simon over that the sir came to the Midbar. Am Rabbi Yehuda v'lay simon gadol ha-yilahem. They had a big simon, mishlayim v'beis kidu der shleishim milim, Halcha mil v'chayzim mil v'shein k'day mil v'yedim shegiyah sir l'midbar. From Mishalayim till there was 3 mil. And they went there a mil, back a mil, and they waited k'day a mil, and then they knew that the sir came to the midbar. And then the Mishnah says, it's a shayla, this is actually in the Mishnah, or a b'risa, there Bishmal said that another simon, the Lashon shel Zahiris, was kashal pisu shel heichel. And when the sir got to the midbar, the Lashon be malbin, the Lashon be turned white, shenem b'myuch at the eichen kashanu k'shelag elbinu. The Taz Yadav points out that the Tanakam and Abiyuda hold that the Lashon wasn't on the Pesach Shel Heichal. There's a Braisa on Daf Samach Zayin earlier that says that originally they had it on the Pesach Shel Heichal, but when people saw it didn't become white, then they were sad, so therefore they were Masakin to put it inside, and then afterwards they were Masakin to send it along with the Mishalechis Asar La'azazim, and therefore it wasn't there altogether. So according to them, that couldn't have been a Simin after there was a Takana not to leave the Lashon Shel Zahiris in the base of Mikdash, but to send it along with the Mishaleach, so then that couldn't be used as a simon. The Mashah points out that this was only in the days of Shimon HaTzadik, because then it always turned white. After Shimon HaTzadik, signs it did and signs it didn't, so that couldn't have been used as a simon. That would the answer to Taz Yantav's Kasha also, that he wasn't talking about the days with signs it didn't turn white, because anyway, that wouldn't have been a good simon. We're talking about in the days where it always turned white, and then it was used as a simon. Now, Rashi says, why did they need a simon? Why did they have to know that the seer came to the Midmar? So Rashi says, She'enu ishoi leshaskel ba'avoida acheres ad she'gi asar le'midbar. They couldn't start with another avoida until the seer came to the Midmar. And he learns that from a pasuk. Sh'nev v'shilch asar b'midbar, v'achach v'shel v'chadash yakdim izbech. It sounds like it's a din d'iraisa that you're not allowed to start another avoida until the seer came to the Midmar, until you finish the avoida of the shiluach asar. Now Rashi's l'chayr going l'shitasai. Rashi, in the beginning of the seventh parak, Balikris, Rashi says that you learn out from Miluim that there's a din kriya. The din kriya is a din deraisa. So Melitz is shayach to say that Vibalt is a din deraisa of kriya, even though the Gemara says kriya lavavaydi, but the Gemara calls it a tzayrich avayda. So you could say it's all nichl in the Xeris Akasav that you can't start another avayda, even though kriya lavavaydi, but Kapadim is a din deraisa, it's a tzayrich avayda. They can't start another Avaid until the Sar came to the Midbar. Rais is not so Pasha. The Sasemis declares, he brings a Taiz in Megillah that says that there is no Kriya Midairaisa except for the Kriya of Parsha Zachar. And the Gevurah Sari also asks that the Chayit Olin Afimulam only the din of Prisha Shiva. The Briskerav brings down from Chayim a different shot why you had to wait till the Sar comes to the Midbar. Not because you're being maschal another Avaidah, but because you can't leave the Azara. There's a din, you have to stay in the Azara until the Avaid is finished. That's a din, Melchis Avaid Yisrael Mikipurim, that you can't leave the Azara, you can't leave the Makam Avaida until the Avaid is finished. That's how the Brisk Rav himself wants to learn why the Kohen Gadol had to stay Lefnai Lefnim until the Anan of the Ketairis went up, because you can't leave the Makam until the Avaid is finished. That's what he said over from Reb Chaim. He's medayik that way in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, Kevin Shigia Sar LeMidbar Yotze Kain Gadol Ezus Nashim Likreis Batayra. The Mashmai says that you needed the seer to get to the Midbar before he leaves the Azara. After seer to the Midbar, then he could leave the Azara Likreis Batayra. So Lefizeh, you don't have to say that Kriyas Tayra is Deraisa, even if Kriyas Tayra itself wouldn't be Deraisa. But the din, deraisa, he has to, that the reason why they have to know that the seer got to the midbar is because there could be a din deraisa that just can't leave the Azara until the seer got to the midbar. That's how Reb Chaim learns.
The Mishnah Masechtes Yuma Daf Samaches on the base in the beginning of the seventh parak begins, Bavoi Kohen Gadol Likreis. The Kohen Gadol came in to read from the Torah. Be'emes, this Mishnah is a hemshich from the previous Mishnah in the end of the last parak. Amar le Kohen Gadol Higi Asar LeMidbar. Once they told the Kohen Gadol that the Sar LaAzazel has reached the desert, immediately Bavoi Kohen Gadol Likreis, the Kohen Gadol now begins to read the Kriya of the Yom. Be'emes, Rashi previously had explained that the sight of this halacha is that there's a din that we learn out from the fact that the Torah says Vishilach es asar b'midbar, and only afterwards does it say v'eschil v'achatas yakter mizbecha, that there's a din that Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be maschil a new avoda until the previous avoda is complete. The Berurah Meisadeh explains that though we come out that the kriya of the Kohen Gadol was just tzarech avoda, but was not an actual avoda, but as far as this halach is concerned, that suffices for the din that Kohen Gadol cannot begin the kriya satira until the sar had reached the midbar. However, the Rambam is medayik another nekuda. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur and Halacha Ches says, "Kevin shehigia sar lemidbar, once the sar reaches the midbar, yotze kohen gadol ezras nashim likreis b'tayra. Then and only then could the kohen gadol now leave the azara to the ezras nashim where he would read from the Torah." Rashi just says that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to begin the Kriya until the Sar Lazazel reaches the Midbar. From the Ram we see something nach weiter, another Nakuda. We see from the Rambam that the Kohen Gadol is not even allowed to leave the Azara until the Sar reaches the Midbar. And the question is why? Well, Charet HaPshat in this is, the way the Briskarov explains, in the Michtav, in the end of the Sefer, brings down Pshat B'Shem Reb Chaim, that we find an interesting thing by the Keteris Lefnai Lefnur Yom Kippur as well. There was a din that the Kohen Gadol cannot leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim until the entire Kodesh HaKadoshim was the Smala Ashram became full with the smoke of the Keteris. The Briskarov explained from his father Reb Chaim that this halacha is the halacha which it says in our Mishnah as well, that there's a din in the Avodah that the Kohen cannot leave the Makom Avodah until the Avodah is complete. And the same way when he Higiya Sol Midbar, then and only then could the Kohen Gadol even leave the Azara to go to the Adas Nashim to do the Kriya. Hu Adin, since I'm Yom Kippur, like the Biskara brings down, B'Shem Rav Simcha Zelig, there's a special halacha of the Kisa and not HaKateiris, that the Kateiris has to fill the entire Kodesh HaKadashim, and therefore the Avodah is not complete, the Kateiris Yom Kippur is not complete until the Kisa is Niskayim, the Melech Kohen Gadol must remain in the Makom Avodah until the Avodah is complete. However, there's a question over here that L'chayr we know by the Sar HaMishtaleach, besides the fact that it was sent to the Midbar, there was a second part of the process that the Sar HaMishtaleach also needed to be pushed off the cliff. And if so, we have to understand that yes, though it's true, Higiya Sar LaMidbar, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Nasis Mitzvasai as far as the Din Shiluach is concerned, but what about the fact that it still has to be pushed off the cliff? So the Emes, the Yad HaLevi, explains that the pshat over here in the Rambam and Rashi is that this din that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to begin the next Avodah until the previous Avodah is complete is dafka halachas Avodahs which are mutl on the Kohen Gadol. A chelik of the Avodah which is mutl on the Kohen Gadol is mechuyah to stay in the Makom Avodah until that Avodah is complete. And therefore, yes, though it's true that there's still a chelik of the Chiyah Litzayk, which is not completed, but that chelik is not mutl on the Kohen Gadol. Mashenkin the din to send the Sar Lamidbar, Shiluach, Vishilach, Beyat Ish Iti Hamidbar, the Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah Shiluach to send the Sar to the Midbar that is incumbent on the Kohen Gadol himself, and until that's complete, he may not begin the Kriya. Rabbi Yitzchak Saratzkin brings a raya from a Gemara later on in Yuma Daf Ayin Amud Aleph that we see that the Kohen Gadol is considered the Mishaleach and the one bringing the Sar to the Midbar is considered his Shliach. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Amud Aleph says, Asi Mishaleach Matzah B'Shut L'Kohen Gadol. When the Mishaleach comes and he finds in the marketplace the Kohen Gadol, Amalei, he tells him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Asinu Shlichus Sachal. We have performed your Shlichus. From here you see that the Din Shlichus is Mutal upon the din shiluach of the sar is mutl upon the Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah continues that when the Kohen Gadol goes ahead to do the kriya, mevarich ala shmeina brachas, he says eight brachas on the kriya of the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur. One of the brachas is ala taira. Now the Yishalmi is before the bracha of ala taira is that habaycher b'taira. He makes a new bracha of habaycher b'taira. However, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos says clearly that the bracha that is said is the regular brachas that are said in the shul on every Kriyas HaTorah of the whole year. Like the Rambam says, Lefaneh, you make the bracha of Asher Bach Rabbanim Mikol Amim, and after you finish the Kriya, he makes the bracha of Asher Nasan Lanu Teras Emes. So we have to understand, how could the Rambam say, Keneged Yishalmi? The Yishalmi is mavur that on Yom Kippur, the bracha that's said on the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol is a new bracha of Abaycha B'Torah. The Emes, the Yad HaLevi wants to explain that the Rambam held that this question of the brachas that are said of the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol, are they the regular brachas that are said the whole year? Namely, Asher Bach Rabbanu before and Asher Nasalanu afterwards, or is there a new bracha of Abaycha B'Taira? This Be'emes, the Rambam understood, is a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yishalmi. Because though the Yishalmi says there's a new bracha of Abaycha B'Taira, however, the Bavli on the Ayin says clearly, Tan Rabban Ala Taira, Kiderech Shemavarchim Beis HaKnesses. The Bavli says that you say a bracha of Ala Taira the same way that you're Mavarch on the Taira in the Beis HaKnesses. And from there here, the Rambam took out that the Bavli indeed argues with the Yishalmi, and the Bavli holds that the brachas that are said in the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol are the same brachas that are said the entire year. But we have to understand what is the pshat in this machlekes between the Bavli and the Yishalmi. So Be'emes, the Gvuras Ari, comes to explain in Rashi, because Rashi over here, in Mesechtes Yumas, and he says the bracha of Torah, Rashi does not say that one makes a bracha before the Kriya of the Torah. Zok the Gvuras Ari, based on this Yishalmi, it seems to him that the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur is different than the Kriya HaTorah that we have the whole year on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. The Kriya HaTorah of the whole year, Shabbos and Yom Tov, is a Chayvas Tzibur, it's a Chiyah, it's Mutl on the entire Tzibur, to hear a Kriya HaTorah, to have a Kriya HaTorah. Therefore, Zok the Gemara Sari, Avada, every Yachid is Mechliv to hear the Kriya HaTorah. Ashenkin Zok the Gemara Sari, the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol is a new Kriya, the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur is a new Kriya, which is Mutl only on him, only upon him. Klai Yisrael listens, Klai Yisrael could listen, but Zot the Gemara Sari, if anything you see from our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, those who see the power of the Sar on the Seraphim do not see the Kriya. So you have this situation where the some of Klai Yisrael are seeing the power of the Sar on the Seraphim, yet not hearing the Kriya. If it's a Kriya of Mutto, like Kriya is a Torah the whole year, Zot the Gemara Sari, everyone should be Mechiv to hear. It must be seen from here that the Kriya of Kriya is a Torah on your Kippur of the Kohen Gadol is a new Kriya which is Mutto on the Kohen Gadol. The way the Ram understood this is that indeed this Shaila is telling the Machlekes Babi Yushalmi. The Yushalmi indeed, which says that there's a new bracha about Baicher Batayra, not the regular bracha that one said before normal Kriya Satayra the whole year, because the Yushalmi understood that the Kriya Satayra of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur is a unique halacha, which is a Chayvas Yachid, which is his Chiyav, to read from the Torah, not incumbent upon Klal Yisrael. And the Ram understood that in this Nekuda there's a machlekes between the Bavli and Yishalmi. The Yishalmi that held that the Chiyah Kriya HaTorah is a new Chiyah, that Tmutal HaKohen Gadol, the Mele is a new Brach Vabaycher HaTorah. Our Shenkin, according to the Bavli, that the Bavli held it's a regular Chiyah Kriya HaTorah, like every Shabbos and every Yom Tov, therefore Yimavarach on a Kederach Shemavarach and Beis HaKnesses, and the Ram passing like the Bavli. The Emes, the Yishalmi, later on in Yuma as well, later on that Perek says, Minayin LeKriya HaParsha, how do we know this Indian of the Kohen Gadol reads from the Parsha? Rev Eid B'Shem Rav Yitzchak Darshan says in the Pasuk, Vayas Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. From Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, we learn out the Indian of the Kriyas HaParsha. The Taisa Rashi in the beginning of the 7th Parak explains, how do we see from here this din, that Vayas Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe? He explains the Yishalmi means to say that from here we learn Kriyas HaParsha, Pirish L'Hidiyah She'asa Kasher Tziva Hashem. And like he says in the beginning, Achash She'asa Ikar Avayda Shel Kaparas Hayoyim, after the Kohen Gadol has finished completing the Ikar Avayda of the Kaparas Hayoyim, Kairi Parsha reads from the Parsha L'Hidiya She'asa HaAvaydis Kaseid HaMakrais, to show everybody, to proclaim that he has performed the Avaydis Kaseid HaMakrais. Al-Gopan, we see in the Taisa Rosh, we explain to Yishalmi, this is a Miyuchadik Kriya that is, we could understand as Mutto specifically on the Kohen Gadol, that he's reading to proclaim that he has performed the Avaydis Kaseid HaMakrais, but this has nothing to do with the regular Kriya Satayra in Kol HaTorah Kula. Based on this, the Yad HaLevi wants to explain another Machlekes Bavli Yishalmi L'Shitasam. Later on in Samach Tesam and Beis, the Gemara asks, it says in our Mishnah, Kair Achri Mais V'Ach Basa. First he reads Achri Mais, and then he jumps and he reads from in Parshas Emar, the Parsha of Ach Ba'asta, which talks about Yom Kippur. So the Gemara asks, didn't we learn Eimed Dalgan Batayr, that by Kriyas HaTayr, one does not jump from one thing to another? And like Rashi explains, because Kriyas HaTayr, the people listening have to understand the mitzvahs and the azharas, and if you jump from one Parsha to another Parsha, it's confusing. So Abai answers, like Kashi Kam Be'inyan Echad, that since you're going to, again, a Parsha later, but it's a parsha which is still talking about the same inyan of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. So since it's the same topic, therefore people are able to concentrate. That is the answer of the Bavli. However, the Yishalmi asks this very same question, and the Yishalmi gives an entirely different answer. The Yishalmi asks, the Eimed Dalgan B'Torah, after all we know, we don't jump to read in the Kriyas HaTorah, jump from one parsha to a different parsha. So how come over here we first read in Achrei Mais, then we jump to the parsha of Ach Ba'asar, which is two parshas later in Parshas Emar? So Yishalmi answers, Shan Yehi Shi Siddur Shel Yayim. Over here it's different because it's the Seder HaYayim. And one cannot explain the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi means to say that it's one inyan, the way the Bavli understands. Because immediately after, the Yishalmi brings a riot to this concept. And it says that Teda, I'll bring you a riot that there's this new Yisayah of Siddur Shel Yayim. Because after all, Shir Ben Lakish taught, B'chol Makim, we know you're not allowed to read the Torah Baal Peh. Dvarim Shebik Svav, Iyat Arash El Ayrim Baal Peh. Yet over here, you're reading the Parsha Baal Peh. You see from here a new Yisayah that Shani Yachashi Siddur Shel Yayim. So what does the Yishalmi mean? Zok the Yad HaLevi, the Yishalmi means to say like this. What's Taka the Pshat? that one over here is allowed to read the Parsha Baal Peh, even though we know generally the din Zoran Shebiksav Iyata Rash Alerim Baal Peh. The pshat is because the Isra Zoran Shebiksav Iyata Rash Alerim Baal Peh is Halacha Dafka said on a Kriya of Limud. Dafka Kriyas HaTayra B'tziva, which is the site of the Kriya, is a Kriya of Limud HaTayra. There's Halachas in Limud HaTayra that Zoran Shebiksav are not allowed to said Baal Peh. Zakti Yishalmi, the same way that over here you're allowed to read it Baal Peh, because it's not called a Kriya of Limud, it's just a Kriya of the Seder Hayyim. So therefore, who Adin, the Halach is, you could jump from Parsha to Parsha. And the way Rashi explained that the Yisrael of Imedalin is beautiful. The whole problem of Imedalin is that there's a Din Mitzah, the Shoyman, that they have to understand because it's a Kriya of Limud HaTorah. They have to understand the mitzvahs. Over here, where the holy site is just a proclamation, the Kohen Gadol is saying that he performed the mitzvahs. He performed the Avodas Hayom properly. Therefore, Zakti Yishalmi, over here, there's no din of Eimed Dalgan. But as we could say, that Rashi goes with Shitasi as well, the way the Guru Sari is explaining Rashi. Though Rashi does not go like the Rambam, that the Bali and Yishalmi argue about this din, if it's a Kriyas HaTorah Mutl, a Chayvas Yachid on the Kohen Gadol, or is it a regular Kriyas HaTorah of the Tzibur? Rashi holds that even like the Bavli, it's a new gather of a Kriyas HaTorah. The Haraya, Rashi says, there is no bracha said before the Kriya of the Torah, the way the Guru Sari had explained. We could say Rashi Lishitasa, because Rashi in the beginning of the Mishnah says that Balikas is a Parsha, meaning that we learn out from the Miluim that even the Kriya of the Parsha is Ma'akiv. The Emes the Rashash, Mesech the Sait on Daf Mem Aleph is Nestapik. The Kriya of the Kohen Gadol isn't Ma'akiv in the Avodah or not. Rashi is very Meduyik that yes, Rashi says it's Ma'akiv, and Rabbi Yashin Meduyik that way in the Haaretz as well. And the Emes, the Rimi Lunil on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis says that the Kriya is Ma'akiv in his aisle when the Kohen Gadol is Ma'akiv his own carbon. If he didn't do the Kriya, it's Ma'akiv in his Akravas HaKarbon. The way we're saying that the Pshat is, the way the Guru Sari learns, that Rashi learns that there's a new Kriya of a Kriya of the Kohen Gadol. It's not just a Kriya of Kriya HaTorah of the whole year, but it's a new Kriya that Shayat to the Stavka, the Seder Avodas Hayayim, it's understandable how can you ma'akiv in his carbon. The emissary, you just have to answer one kasha. The Guru Sari brings a right to his Yisayi that we must say that the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol is a new type of Kriya, that it's a Kriya that's mutl only on the Kohen Gadol himself. The Haraya Tamashi from the Mishnah, the people watching the Parvasar and the Serafim would not have to go hear the Kriyas HaTorah. If it's a Din Kriyas HaTorah of the whole year, so why aren't they not Mechliv to go listen to the Kriyas HaTorah? But Be'emes, the way the Rambam learns, that this Shaila is a Machlekes Bavli and Yishalmi, and the Rambam passes like the Bavli, that indeed it's a regular Din Kriyas HaTorah like the whole year, that Yitaka therefore make the brachas of Asher Bacha Ban Hashanasa on Lanu, because it's a regular Din Kriyas HaTorah. If so, we have to understand what happened to the Chiyah that's mutl on a person to hear Kriyas HaTorah. How could it be that the people who are Raya Parvus are Nisraf are not Mechliv to hear the Kriya? L'chari, we can answer based on the Chakir, the Achrayim, the Rechayim Klared, by Kriyas HaTorah B'chlal the whole year. Is it a din that every Yachid is Mechliv to hear the Kriyas HaTorah? Or is it the Pshat that when there's Asar HaNashim, the Tzibur is Mechliv to have a Kriya? If we understand that the Pshat is that the Rambam will learn that even the whole year, the Gedah Chiyah Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyav that is mutl on the tzibur, but it's not a chiyav incumbent on every individual. Therefore, as long as the tzibur has the kriya, it's miskayim the din of the tzibur, the din of the tzibur is mekayim, so male it's not shver from this that they don't have to come here, the Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara talks about a shiloh where they bid the kahuna are nitnuli hanes ben, I like nitnuli hanes ben, which we'll talk about more about Rechav Zimrit Hashem on the next daf. Al Kopanim, the Gemara brings a riot to this question with a bit of Kuninitli Hanisbehen, for it says, Loihayu Yishenu Bigdi Akkadish. It says, the Kehanim would not sleep in the Bigdi Kahuna. Where Medayek Shinuhu Delay Hamichel Achli. It sounds like they just did not sleep in it, because it could be a come to a bezayin if a person passes gas while he's sleeping. Mashma, but they would eat the Kachim wearing the Bigdi Kahuna. So, Luchar, we have a riot from here that Bigdi Kahuna are allowed to be used. Even not L'tzarech HaVayda. The Gemara answers, Dil Mishani Achil V'tzarech HaVayda. Perhaps Achil is different because it is a Tzarech for HaVayda. Like you learned in the Pasuk, V'ach Leisam HaShekupa B'hem, teaches us a din, She'elami She'kehanim Oichen U'bailam Niskapim. That through the eating of the Kehanim and the Kachin, the Bailam gets a Kapara. Frektus Tas Emes, I don't understand. Why does the Gemara refer to Achil's Kachin just a Tzarech HaVayda? And Tzarech for the HaVayda. After all, the Gemara M'sachim on Ayin Beis and Beis says that even Achil's Truma is called an Avodah. Kol shekein achilas kachin, most definitely should be called an Avodah. Rabbi Yashu wants to answer this question based on a Gemara in Tumor Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Tumor Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph says, Yoichel matam loimar. Yoichel teaches us that if the amount of kachin the Kohen has is only a small amount, he's allowed to eat with the chulin in order that the kachin should be nechal ala saiva. There's a din in kachin that it has to be eaten and one becomes satisfied. And therefore, if he does not have enough kachin, he's allowed to eat together with the chulin. Zakhtir b'liyashu, that's what the Gemara means to say. That even when it comes to eating the chulin, one is also allowed to eat the chulin wearing this big day kahuna. So l'char, we have a raya from here, that big day kahuna, nitnali hanis bam, you're allowed to be nene from the big day kahuna, not even b'makam avayda. On that, the Gemara is ma'achad dil mashami achil, the tzarech avaydahi, that one eats the chulin, though the chulin, achilas chulin itself is not an avayda, but at least it's a tzarech avayda, and therefore he has a hatter to remain and eat it with his big kahuna. Be'emes in this Iker Halacha of Achilas Kachim, Be'emes we have Machlaikis, we see the Michas Chinuch and Beis Halevi in the Gedder HaMitzvah. The Michas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Beis, Sifkat and Beis says, Zeh Pasha, it's Pasha Bahim that this Mitzvah say of Achila is like every other Mitzvah of Achila, like Achilas Pesach, Matzah, and Mar, that without eating a Kazayis, one does not fulfill his Mitzvah. However, the Beis Halevi in Chelik Aleph Simon Beis writes clearly that Vada Inir at the Mitzvah of Achilas Kachim, one does not need Dafka Kazayis. And he brings a raya from Gwarim Sachem of Gimel of Beis by the Chul of Lechem Apanim that the Gemara teaches over there that sometimes a person will only get the size of a bean. If a person is only Mekayim his mitzvah with a Kezayis, so then how could it be that they only gave him a bean? Zagda Beis Halevi and the Pshat in this is that one indeed is Mekayim mitzvah with only a bean, less than a Kezayis. Zagda Beis Halevi because this is different than every other mitzvah Achila. Every other mitzvah Achila, like Achila's Karim Pesach, and so on and so forth. The mitzvah is that the gavra, the person, should do an action of achila. An action of achila is only considered halachically a maisa achila only if he eats a kazayis worth. However, by kajim zot the Beis Halevi, though there's a mitzvah to eat the carbon, the mitzvah is not on the person to eat the carbon. The mitzvah is the person should ensure that the carbon is consumed. This halacha mitzvah that the carbon needs to be consumed, and therefore, as long as he eats any amount, he's helping that the carbon should be consumed. He's mekayim his mitzvah. Be'emes, there's another shayla in this din of Achilas Kachim where we learn a din that Va'achlo Isim HaShakupar Behem, which teaches us when the Kehanim eat, the Bailum gets a kapara through the Achila of the Kehanim. The Raman Sefer HaMitzvah and Mitzvah Peites says clearly that this mitzvah of Va'achlo Isim HaShakupar Behem, that through the Achila of the Kehanim, the Bailum get a kapara, is limited dafka to the meat of Chattas and Ashim, dafka to Kachi Kadashim. Dr. Rambam, that though if he eats kachim kalim, there is some sort of kiyum mitzvah, but most definitely the ikar mitzvah and the din kapara is dafka when he eats kadosh hakadoshim, the achila basar chatas and ashim, not when he eats kachim kalim like a shlamim. However, Rashi himself is chulun daf yud beis and out from the top to maskal pesach says clearly that shlamim also is included in this halacha. Shlamim, which is kachim kalim, is included in the halacha of va'achlo isim hashakupa behem, that through the achila of the kehanim, the bialim gets a kapara. Just to end off, the Brisker Rav says, "Lefidah Shitas Harambam that the mitzvah of achilas kachim and the mitzvah din ba'achlo isem shakupa behem that through the achila kehan and the bottom gets kapar is limited to kaddish hakadoshim." He says you can understand the pshat of the pasuk in Parashat Vayikra. It says in the pasuk, "Madu alei achaltem chatas hayoyim." Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, why did you not eat the chatas? Ki kodesh kadoshim, after all, it's kodesh kadoshim. Zakta Biskaravi is telling them, if it's kodesh kadoshim, so therefore there's a mitzvah that the Kehanim should eat the basar. The pasuk ends off, va'ata nasam lachem, lasesis oven a'edah l'chaper aleim. After all, this was given to you to be mechaper on the Eidah, through your achila, the kodesh kadoshim, to bring a kapara to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, he asked them, why did you not eat it?
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.